Want to begin with a few horrors. We have to add on from yesterday, then we got to see the next sugya. The first horror I want to just mention is that we mentioned that the Rambam left out the din of Sukkah Sayotzer. He didn't put it in Hilchos Sukkah because the Poshup Shad is that he paskin against Poshup Shad is he paskin against Reb Levi Mishum Reb Meir, and that the inner Sukkah he held would be a kosher Sukkah, Halacha L'maisa, which would be against the Shulchan Aruch. But that's what we said from the Rambam. I just want to point out to you, the Rambam does have a Yotzerim in Hilchos Mezuzah and in Hilchos Maisrus. Where is it in Hilchos Maisrus? Perek Dal Halacha Dalet. What is the din in Hilchos Maisrus? Hilchos Maisrus means that if a vegetable is tevel, Halacha L'maisa, if you eat tevel, you're chayv b'sevid shemayim. When something is tevel, you have to be mafresh, trimus, and maisrus off something that is tevel. How do fruits and vegetables become tevel? Three things. It has to be grown a third, number one. Number two, it has to be piled up into a pile. Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, is it shaved off on the top or it's a very neat pile? And the third thing that needs to be done has to be brought into a home. You need what? You need to rias pnei abayis. Is a sukkas yotzim considered to be a bayis? So he points out there, the Rambam writes a perek dalet halacha dalet and nuchos maisris, that it is not considered to be a bias. So I want you to get that down, okay? The Rambam doesn't quote Sukkos Yotzer in Hilchos Sukkah, which we said that implies that the inner one is called the Sukkah, which is what he writes halacha l'maisa, and in perek dalet halacha dalet nuchos maisir, he says beferish. He says that the Yotzrim, Sukkos Yotzrim, is Ein Koven, Ein Diras and Keva. It's not considered to be brought into a home. So therefore, those fruits and vegetables not be Tevel. That's what the Rambam says regarding what? Regarding in Maisris Perek Dal Chadalad. And he quotes in Hilchos Mezuzah, in Perek Vav, Halachates. He writes in Hilchos Mezuzah, in Perek Vav, Halachates. Let's read the Rambam. Let's read the Rambam together. Rambam writes, in Perek Vav Alachates, he says like this. He says, in the middle, Rambam Shteik, Sukkah Sukkah Shoyotzim, Zulufni Mezuzah, Chitzon Pterim and Mezuzah, Shein Kavua. The outer one, Lamaisa, is considered to be Potim and Mezuzah because not Kavua. Mashma, the inner one, is considered to be Mechuyiv. Okay? And the Ravid argues and says, even the Pnimis, the Ravid argues and the Rambam says, even the inner one is not a Kevin, therefore it's not Chayv Mezuzah either. So it's a Machlis Ram Ravid, whether the inner one is Chayv Mezuzah or not. The Rambam says it is, the Ravid says it's not, but certainly the outer one, Halacha L'maisa, is Potter. So please get that down. The first horror we're pointing out is the Rambam does quote Sukkah Sayotzrim in Hilchos Meiser, Perek Dalet Chadalet, that it does not consider to be Rias Pnei Abayis to make it into Tevel. You can have Shrews Meisers. And he quotes in Hilchos Mezuzah, that the outer one is Potter, the inner one is Chayiv. The Ravid argues is the inner one is also Potter. So that's the first horror I wanted to mention. Second horror I wanted to mention is that as regards to a Beis Yashar being Mechuyiv and Mezuzah, our Gemara implied that it does. Halach Lamais and the Gemara Menachos says Beferish that it does as well. Remember we said the Beis Yashar is Chayiv and Mezuzah? That's what we pointed out, Lamais, the Beis Yashar is Chayiv and Mezuzah, our Gemara and the Gemara Menachos, but it's against Gemara and Yuma. The Gemara and Yuma says Bias and Miucha Ladira, yes? Remember we had that stira? So I just want to summarize, please get it down in your notes, three answers to that kasha. The first answer is that if it's open to the house, it's chayv mezuzah. If it's open to a garden, it's potter. That was the first answer that we saw.
Can we reject that answer?
Yes, but there are rishonim that stick with it. The riff sticks with it. Halacha l'maisa, the riff sticks with it. Okay, so let's get that. The second answer was that midiraisa, your potter from a mezuzah, midrabanan, your chayiv. That was the taisis we had by us. Halacha l'maisa, Rashi also says like this as well. And then the third answer, which we did not mention, but I want you to get down, is quoted in the name of the Balamor. In Dalam Nav Dape Rith by us, Dimaska Tihave, please get it down, that we said that Beisharav and Achsedo Mirpesis of Achatz is Ptarim and Mezuzah. But a Beisharav Abayis is Chayv and Mezuzah. An ingenious answer. Let's get that down, Matthew. There are two types of Beis Yashar. A Beis Yashar of an Achzedra, or a Mirpesis or Chatzis Pata from Mezuzah. But a Beis Yashar of Abayis is certainly what? It's certainly Chayav B'Mezuzah. A beishar of abayis is certainly chayiv in mezuzah. So there are two types of beishars. It could be a beishar to abayis, which is chayiv mezuzah. It could be a beishar to achsedra, mirpes, and zachatzar, which is pturim min mezuzah. So you can be mechalek into two types of beishar. Now you got that? So those are the three terutzim. Number one, you could say if it's open to a house, you're chayiv. If it's open to a garden, you're pater. Number two, you could say if you're pater with your ice in general, chayiv only mirabanan. And the third answer is that if it's a beishar lo what? To a bayis, you're taka chayiv. If you're a beishar to an achsedra, you're taka pater. So those are three terutzim to that kasha lemais as to whether what we have the bayis or not. Okay? So that's the second hour I wanted to see. Let's now, this brings us now to the Gemara here on Chesem and Beis. Let's see the Gemara here on the Tanur Rabban. Yes, David, real quick.
I was going to ask, is that Adam. Is the last terutz we gave, where the difference between open to an asadra versus a house, is that really different from the answer whether it's open to a garden or a house?
Yeah, because the last answer focused on two types of beishars. One's a beishar to a house, which you're always going to be chayiv. The other's a beishar to a chutzar. So it's like a guard post opening to a chutzar. That's a different type of answer. Completely different answer. It's saying there are two types of beisharas. Okay? The first answer saying the beishar, what is it open to? It's one beishar. Okay? What is it serving? Is it serving it's not serving anything, it's serving to the garden, lemaisa. The last answer is saying that there's the beishar is serving as a beishar. The question is, what is it serving a beishar to? Is it serving it to a mirpesis, chatzar, achsedra, or is it serving to to an actual home? If it's serving an actual home, then it's takachayiv. Okay, all right, very good. Let's see the Gemara now here at Chesem and Beis, guys. Let's see inside. Let's see the Gemara inside. Marty, you want to read the Gemara? Let's see the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan. Let's go, guys. Says the Gemara like this. Go ahead. Tanur Rabbanan. Read the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara, guys, inside. Tanur Rabbanan. Guys, we got to try to be on time. Guys, we got to be on time. Okay, go ahead. Tanur Rabbanan. Let's see. Go ahead. So, Ganbach means Goyim, Noshim, Behem, and Kusim. Okay? That's what it means, the Farish. And what does it mean? The sukkah was what? The sukkah was built by what? The sukkah was built by non-Jews in order that they sit in it, Bimos Achama. What is sukkah's Noshim? The Miri writes, what does sukkah's Noshim mean? Let's get down what sukkah's Noshim mean. It was made what? Who was it made by? What was it made by? According to Rivav, it was made for sukkah which was made for what? For women to what? To weave in. This is what the Shitas Rivav writes. It was a sukkah for women to weave in. Okay? That's what the Rivav writes, pshat. Okay? That's how he writes the pshat. Okay, we got it?
What does the Miri say, Rabbi?
The Miri pshat says is that the sukkah was made, asua noshim kedil dur babi mosachama. Sukkah was made, seems like it was made for women, lamaisa. It was made for women in order to, you know, to dwell there in the summer, I guess, to hang out there. He's a little bit more specific, the Rivav, and says it was orgos for noshim. So you see right off the bat, bless you, that there's really, it's not so symmetrical. Why is it not so symmetrical? Because the first phrase, sukkah's goyim, means it was what? It was built by non-Jews, correct? The goyim made it, and the sukkah's noshim is not necessarily that the women built it, but it was made for the women, okay? So that's the second shot. That's the second case. Either it was made for women just to hang out there in the summer, or it was made for what? for weaving. Next case, what does sukkah's behemoth mean? What does sukkah's behemoth mean? So it's interesting that we could say that the push-up shot is, and this is what the Miri writes, was made to shelter behemoths. It's made to lasarach behemoths. However, there is a possibility to write, and the Rashba writes this in the Tshuva, please get this down. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva, bless you, he says that the animals were used as walls of the sukkah. The animals were actually used as walls of the sukkah. Okay? So that? Not that the Rashba and the Tshuva writes, Chelek Gimel Sum Reish Nun Tes, and Rabbi Yosef Engel writes like this. You don't have to say it was a sukkah made letzorach behemoth. It was made ayyadei what? It was made ayyadei the behemoth. I mean, the behemoth made it up. They were used as walls. So that's another possibility. And then it says sukkah's kusim. And then it says, sukkah mikom makom. As long as it's mesucha kilchasa. What does sukkah kusim mean? So there is a general machlaikis, let's get it down, all over Shas. The Samurites, the kusim, were a nation that converted, Sefer Malachim tells us this din. Sefer Malachim tells us this story that they converted because lions came after them. So since they converted because lions came after them, we find that they got scared and they converted. So the Maan D'Amrinan says, Geri Arayah saying, says their conversion was not good, it was out of insincerity. Therefore, they are not Jewish. Kusei Geri Kusei Emesain means that they were sincere and they were good guys. And therefore, since they were sincere and good guys, the halacha is that what is considered to be what? The conversion is considered to be Jewish. Now, there's a major machlokes all over Shas between Rashi and Tosfos on this. Please, let's get it. Rashi writes in the Maseches Yevamos on Chavtalon and Beis that they're arguing in Lomdus. If you convert out of fear, is that a good conversion? Geri Kusim being Geri Emesain shows that it is a good conversion. Geri Arayah says it was out of fear, it's not a good conversion. So according to Rashi, it's a Lomdus Shemachloikis. According to Tosfos, all over Shas, including our Tosfos we're going to do right now, says it's not true. It's a historical machlekes. Everyone agrees if you convert out of fear, it's not a good conversion. The question is, did they reconvert? If you hold Geri Emesain, yes, then it's considered to be good. They did reconvert. If you hold Geri Arayah saying, historically, they never reconverted. Therefore, they're bad. However, I gave you in the Gemara Makomos, the Gemara points out in Chulin Daf Vav and Aleph that during the times of the Amoraim, they found the Kusim bowing down to an image of a dove. And therefore they declared them as being Goyim, the Beis Din. They is the Beis Din. And the Chassam Sofer writes in the Chos Tefillin that Beis Din has the power invested in them that they can mafkia the Kedushas Yisrael from a group of Jews. We find this in the last daf in the first parak of Yevamos, on Daf Tet Zayin and Beis, that Klal Yisrael, the 10 tribes, were thrown out of Klal Yisrael because they did Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Bagduba, the Pasuk says, they were traitors. And therefore, they're mafkia Kedushas Yisrael. Even though generally the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Afal pi shechata Yisrael, even though normally a guy who does a sin, he still retains his Kedushas Yisrael. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, and the Beis Din is a collective Beis Din representing Klal Yisrael, they can throw out a group of people. And that's what they did exactly. So please get that. At the end of the story, they were found bowing down to the image. Marty, let's see the Tosfos on the bottom. Go ahead, let's see inside. Go ahead, what do you have? Sukkos Kusim, go ahead. Excellent. Everything that's listed here in the sugi is not b'nei chiyuvininu. Dika Savar? Our Gomorrah holds the Kusim Argoyim. Therefore, that I'm a chiyuv in sukkah. Arise from the word Aleph, a lion. Go ahead. Oh, Geri Arayas, if you're done out of fear or you had a dream and you convert because of the dream, it's all good. They're all Geirin. So it's a stira. So what's the answer? Go ahead. Hani Mili. That's when they're sincere. Aval.
Aval. Gare Kusim. Sefer Malachim.
They were fearing Hashem, but at the same time they're doing what? Donnie, look inside the Tosfos in the bottom. That's at the same time. That's what?
That's
Eloheihem. Pronounce it literally because they're idols. How you owe them? They're fearing Hashem, but at the same time they're doing Avodah Zarah. Go ahead. So therefore, what? They're not good. What's Niskanu mean? Not enacted. It means that, no, Niskanum is they fixed themselves. Historically, they fixed themselves, they converted sincerely.
Because we had picked them up.
No. Niskanum means, that's what I said. Tosfos says all over Shas, it's historical machlokes. Did they reconvert sincerely? So Niskanum means that they converted sincerely afterwards. Then later on, Bizman Amoraim, we found them bowing down to an image. That's later on, I said, okay? But Niskanum is they fixed themselves that they converted sincerely. So that's what Tosfos says, L'shitasa. Tosfos says the same thing in Chulin on Dalet and Beis. So that's a fundamental machlokes we have here in this din. So what does it mean here that we say what? That it's kehilchasa? What do we say it's kehilchasa? We say, go ahead, fight to the Gemara, Marty. Mai. What do we have here? Go ahead. Mai. What does it mean, kehilchasa? Go ahead. Excellent. It's made letzel tzukah. Go ahead. What is that last phrase? Mikom akom lasuyim. I coming to include. Go ahead. Rock bash. Go ahead. The Tanur Rabbanan. Right. It's shepherds that they just sit out there because of the heat. They need to shelter themselves. Go ahead. The sukkahs kayatsim are what? They're garters of figs that are put out there to dry. Sukkahs borgen, and we know the shomrei what? The shomrei ear. They guard the city. Go ahead.
Sukkah shomrei peros.
Garter of peros, excellent.
Sukkah homakom shiru.
Oh, sukkah go shiru. Bilvad.
Bilvad shden. The sukkah is kelchaza.
Go ahead.
Ma kelchaza. Amar chista v'rosh asa l'tzel sukkah.
Oh, it's made Litzel Tzuka. Lasuya, go ahead now. What is Sukkos with Maya? Sukkos Ganbach. Excellent. So we see here, Lamaisa, we have two different prices here that we have to get. Okay, so what does this mean? What does this mean, Alpidin, that the Sukkah has to be made L'shem Tzel? What does that mean? It's got to be made L'shem Tzel. So there are various different shitas in the Rishonim I want you to get that I gave you to define what exactly it means L'tzel. What does it mean it's done L'tzel? That it's got to be done L'tzel. So Rashi points out here, okay, let's get it. Rashi says, he points out, beautiful Svara, L'maisa. Rashi says, Halacha L'maisa, very clearly, he says, don't get me wrong, he says, Rashi. These halachas, this price is not telling me, Halacha L'maisa, that you don't need the major halachas. What are the major halachas you need, according to Rashi? It has to be Tzulzah, Merubah, Mechamasa. What else does it need? It must be from material of kosher schach. There's no doubt about that. For sure that these sukkahs, this sukkahs are no better than the other sukkahs. Halacha l'maisa, you have to have those things for sure. Don't get me wrong, Rashi says. You notice that in Rashi? My hilchasa? What does Rashi say? Read the Rashi there. My hilchasa. Go ahead, Marty. My hilchasa? What's it coming to Mechadish to us? The ilu what? Right, Tzilu Merusa Mechamasa and Davar Shesachech Bola Sachech Bo, that's what? Pshita, obviously you need those things. Did everyone get out to read this? Go ahead. Ato. Ato what?
Mishum.
Ato Mishum. Because it's bad in other matters? Shalom L'shem. Shalom L'shem Sukkah. You're going to tell me because it's bad in other areas that it wasn't made L'shem Sukkah should be kosher by these things? Of course not. Of course you need Silka. Let's get this. Come on. Let's focus. Of course you need Silka, Meruba, Mechamasa. Of course you need what? Of course you need what? Silka, Meruba, Mechamasa. Simi. Of course you need what? Of course you need material that's kosher L'shach. Don't get me wrong. Just the fact that these things were not made L'shem Sukkahs doesn't mean you don't need these things. So what does this halacha tell me? Let's get it down. Go ahead. Amar Rav Chisda. Let's go. Go ahead, Marty. Amar Rav Chisda. The next Rashi.
Amar Rav Chisda. I feel chasadik amar hu shemesukas yafen.
That it's what? It's done well. The mukhacha.
Mukhamelsa she asisa rishona l'tzel kaisa.
What does that mean? It's made for shade. It's made for shade, but it's not made for privacy. Has to be made for shade. Go ahead. Afagav. Afagav the sukkah l'shem chad lo beinan. Excellent. L'shem sukkah beinan. Put a period after the word that first word lo beinan. You need l'shem sukkah for shelter. Let's go ahead. And it's called for shelter. It's called sukkah. That it what? It shelters you from the hotness. Okay, let's get it down. So Rashi Shita clearly is, and this is what we want to bring out. Rashi Shita is when it says bavad shesicha kilchasa, is that it means that it must be nicker that it was done letzel. That's what he says beferish. It must be nicker. It was done for tzel. And he says al korcha, you cannot say it was made for other psulim. Of course, those other psulim have to be what? Have to be taken care of. That's pshita. We, in other words, halacha l'maisa says Rashi, it must be recognizable that it was done l'tzel. So if you put a lot of schach, what does that mean? It's good. So obviously you're doing it for shelter, but it does not have to be done l'shem chak. So shitas Rashi is, let's get it down. What does Rashi say? Rashi says l'shem tzel. That's Rashi shita. L'shem tzel. You know what tzel means? Tzel means shelter. Doesn't have to be for the chag of sukkahs, okay? Doesn't have to be for the Chag of Sukkot. Rashi says it has to be for tzel. Let's get the sheet this first, Matthew. Okay, that's number one. I gave you the Ron. What does the Ron say? The Ron says not that way. The Ron says, I don't want to make l'shem dira l'otzer. Shalom l'shem dira
The Ron says, Shalom Libiro Lotzer. Let's get it down. Donnie, I don't want this structure made for what? For residence or for storage? That's the Ron Shita. That's what Letzel means. Letzel means I want it made for what? If I need it for tzel, I cannot have it for residence or for otzer. However, the Rambam says an amazing chiddush in Pirkei Lachates. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says the Feirish, it has to be done the same tzel. You have to do it with your own hands. Build it with your own hands. Be a dying. V'lo me'leha. I don't want it coming up by itself. I want you building it with your own hands. Says the Rambam, I'll quote you the Lashon. The Rambam says Beferish. He says, I don't want it done by itself. That's what it means, a suya letzel. The same shell means it should not be made by itself. You built it. You built it for a structure, lamaisa, yourself. It didn't come about by itself. That's the Rambam Shita. Amazing Kiddush. Okay? Then we saw in the Yerushalmi this morning, as Matthew pointed out very astutely, that the next sugya is actually combined with this sugya. That's why I gave you both sugyas together. The Ra'ah says that it's got to be made in the same cell. Lafuke, what's Lafuke? To exclude Beis Shammai. What does Beis Shammai say? It's got to be done lishma for the sake of the holiday of Sukkot. Not so. As long as you make it the same cell, that's enough.
Isn't that good in Rashi?
Rashi's saying a little bit more than that. Rashi says, Mesuchachet Tfeh, that it's Nikar. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's Lafuke Beis Shammai. The Ra'ah is taking it a step further. No, Rashi, the Ra'ah says, Lafuke Beis Shammai. Rashi doesn't say, Halach Lamaisa, directly that. It could be, that's what he means, Avram. He just doesn't say it, Beferish.
Doesn't Rashi say that?
Yeah, we read that. I know, but he doesn't say it, Beferish. He doesn't say it, Beferish, that it's against Beis Shammai. That's all it said. It's mashma like that, Yonatan.
What is the Shem Chag? What else would that mean?
It doesn't necessarily mean that he's saying you don't need lishma. Doesn't necessarily mean lishma. He says, "Well, it's new sabalman, maybe. Maybe that's what he's just trying to say. He's trying to say tzel as opposed to for privacy. He's not necessarily trying to say, oh, we don't need lishma. The purpose of it, the Ra'ah puts it out beferish like that. It could be that's what Rashi might mean, but not necessarily. He doesn't say it beferish. I would have wanted to send you to the next daf. It's right there. He doesn't. Okay? That's why we're going to write it differently. Rashi is different than the Ra'ah. He doesn't say it beferish. Okay? One sec. Let's get this. I want to get this clear. And then we have the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is amazing. Quoted where? Did you guys see the Rabbeinu Tam? Where's the Rabbeinu Tam? In the Rosh. The Rosh here. Okay? The Rosh here. It's not on Tosfos. We don't have the Tosfos. The Rabbeinu Tam says right here, the Pharisee is quoted in the Rosh, in Simon Yud Beis. He says the following. He says, I want to make sure that it's not so thick that no rain can come in. And the Torah says, L'shitasa, because we learned in the beginning of the year that if rain can't come into a sukkah, what does Rabbeinu Tam say? It's Tzumla, correct. So what does Letzel mean? This is all, guys, what Letzel is. What is Letzel? Rashi is that it's Nikar. Nikar Letzel. And that's if you put a lot of schach, that's what it is. I want you to get down that according to the Ram, I got to tell you, Lamais, it's better that it's not a lot of schach. Why is it better that it's not a lot of schach for you, whole like the Ron? Because then it looks a little bit more that's for Dira, for Otsar, no? So therefore, according to the Ron, it shouldn't necessarily be Mesuchachet Tfeh. But nonetheless, this is the Chiddush of Letzel. The Rabbeinu Tam says, Shalom, Yikansu, Geshem. So that rain should not get in there. These are the different sheetahs you have, Lamais, regarding what Letzel means. Don, you got it?
Means rain should be able to get in.
Yes, rain should be able to get in. If rain gets shalom, she kansu, thank you, Avram. She kansu gesher. That rain should be able to get in. That is correct. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam l'shitaso halacha l'maisa. And the truth of the matter is, that's the chiddush of this Gemara. The chiddush of this Gemara is that when you talk about the din of Ganbach, what's the din of Ganbach? What's the difference in Ganbach l'maisa? The answer is that there's a difference between the din of Ganbach. When Ganbach, if you remove it and rain gets in, it's going to be psula because it was made l'shem dira. Mashenk in a regular sukkah, if you remove the schach and rain can get in, it'll be ksheira. That's the chiddush l'maisa of this din. That's the chiddush of this din l'maisa according to what? According to Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is saying a tremendous chiddush. There's a nafkamina between a sukkah that's made so thick and no rain can get in. So just fix it. Then it'll be kosher. Ganbach, even if you fix it, it's going to be a problem.
You follow me? Does everyone cop what I just said? You, do you follow me? Ganbach is worse because you built it. It was built in a bad way. So it was built in a bad way. Even if you remove the schachan ranking, it's still going to be psula. Now, do you guys remember at the beginning of the year? We said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if no rain can get in, it's possible to erase from the Rabbanan. We had a machlekes between who? Taz and the Prima Godim. You remember that? So it could very well be. Please get this down. Works out very, very well according to the Taz. If Sukkah's Ganbach, it's psul di Arisa. Whereas if rain can't get in, it's possible only what? The Rabbanan. It fits very well according to the Taz. According to Prima Godim, it doesn't fit well at all. We're pointing out, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Chiddush of Ganbach is that no rain can get in, correct? That's what it means, Letzel. So what does it mean worse if you have a regular sukkah that's built normally by regular Jewish guys and no rain can get in? What's the din? The din is according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's possible, right? What happens if I remove some schach, the rain can get in? Then it's kosher. Not if it's Ganbach. Ganbach will remain possible. And the difference will be as follows. If you have a regular sukkah that what? Rain can't get in, it's only possible with Rabbanan. Ganbach will be what? Pustle what? The Arisa. That's if you hold like the Taz. That's if you hold like the Taz. Allah Almighty. If you hold like the Taz, then it's only it's a psul de Rabbanan, and Ganbach is worse than it's a psul de Arisa. Okay? No, he's just saying that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush that we have of Ganbach. Okay?
Wait, so does the Rabbeinu Tam say that the Ganbach is pustle?
What'd you say?
Does the Rabbeinu Tam say that Ganbach is pustle?
Again, what is Rav Chisda's Chiddush? If you don't make it kehilchasa, it's possible. So we're defining what the word letzel means. What does letzel mean? Let's get this, what Aram's asking. We have Ganbach and Rakbash. But it's got to be done letzel to be kosher, Rav Chisda said. If you don't do letzel, it's possible. So we just listed off five different sheets what letzel means. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it means that no rain can get in. So what I'm saying to you is that if that is true, that's a psul d'oraisa, whereas a regular sukkah that's made by regular Jewish guys is a psul d'rabbanan according to the Taz. Rakbash is much stronger, Ganbach is much stronger, will be a psul d'oraisa. That's what I'm bringing out this Chiddush. But I'm saying that fits according to the Taz. Prima Godim said it was possible, but it doesn't fit as well. Halach
l'maisa. Oh, there's no Chiddush.
Yeah, there's no Chiddush. You want it to be a Chiddush. Like Rashi's bothered by, you want it to be a Chiddush. Don't get me wrong, you need Silsim Rumi Chamasa, you need material that's Kashmir Sach. What the Chiddush we're bringing to the table is to the way that it was built, Halach L'maisa. And that's what we're bringing out this Chiddush, that's what the Taz, works much better with the what? With the Taz, Halach L'maisa. But I want you to note it, okay? I want you to note this different sheet, this Halach L'maisa. Yes, David, real quick.
So according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're saying it's only, in the case of Ganbach, it's only Kashmir one rain gets him? You need rain to get in to be kosher?
Well, Rabbeinu Tam, yeah. Rabbeinu Tam says a regular sukkah for a sukkah to be rain needs to get in. We learned that, Rabbeinu Tam.
He's saying rain can or can't get in.
No, rain has to be able to get in. Like we learned in the beginning of the year. No. Like we said in the beginning of the year, the tais in the bottom, remember?
Yeah.
That was the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, that's the Chiddush. But I'm just saying, I'm much more comfortable saying that the Chiddush of Rakbash, that it's psul midi araisa, because a classical sukkah you built would only be possible midi rabbanan. We had a machlekes Taz Prima Godim within Rabbeinu Tam that if rain cannot get in, we said it's either possible midi rabbanan or araisa. We said we don't accept that. Remember that? Remember we said mikra, then we said it's kosher? Just like the stars, you can't see the stars in Mishnah Chabez, we said even the rain, most possible, we said it was kosher.
Why would this be psul midi araisa?
Because he holds it as some type of asiya that you have to see, which we'll maybe get later in shir. Want to see the shitasa? There's got to be some asiya, a little bit of asiya halacha lamaisa. That's got to be done. Okay? It wasn't done because he holds it. It's part of a. If you put together Avram, the fact that the rain can't get in, and the fact that someone else made it, who's not mechuyev, that will up it to a psul d'oraisa. It's a chiddush, which we'll try to get back to later in shir. Okay? We got that? Okay, these are different sheetas we have now. Lamaisa Lagabi, what is who Asuya Litzel? What is who Asuya Litzel? Okay, Marty, Vaitun Gemara, let's go. What do you got there? Go ahead, Vaitun Gemara. Says the Gemara like this. Guys, look inside. Where we left off, go ahead. Hi, Tana.
The Hi Tana, the Rakbash, Alima.
No, Hi Tana, the first one is?
The Ganbach.
Hi Tana, the Ganbach. Okay, that's where we're at now. What's Alimalay mean, guys?
Stronger.
Now I want you to get this down. The standard shot the Ritva said is that this is being built upon the principle Lozu Afsu. Okay? Lozu Afsu. What does Lozu Afsu mean? You have a bunch of cases in the Mishnah, and you build up to what? The biggest? Chiddush. So what does it mean, Ali Malei Ganbach? What does Ali Malei Ganbach mean? What is a Lashon built upon? And this is what we said. The Aruch Lanier says that derech of most Tanoim is to always write it what? Lozu Afsu. So therefore it develops what? What is more Pashit? Mishum, go ahead. Mishum to what? Excellent. What's Kfiri mean? It's going to last longer. Yes? So that's a Dover Pashit that it... So therefore that's a Dover Pashit that it's good. Go ahead, the Katana. Why are those not Kvi? Why are those not Kvi? What do you say? They're not Kvi. Why are they not Kvi? Because they don't what? They don't stay up for a long time, right? People don't have to stay up for a long time. So therefore, what's the din? The din is they're still what? They're still good. You would think they're like Legos. So they're not even a structure. Kind of like we said, they fall down in Ruch Mitzuya. These things should be treated like that. Kamashman, they're good. So does everyone understand what I mean? Lozu Afsu? What's stated is that Ganbach is good. We build up to a bigger Kiddush that what? That Rakbash is what? Rakbash is even good, yes? That's Lozu Afsu. Go ahead the other way. Why is Rakbash more Pashit? Because why? The B'nai what? The people that built it are Chayiv. So if the people that built it are Chayiv, it works much better. The B'nai Chiyuvin are Ninu. Rakbash. Go ahead. Those guys are Chayiv. Go ahead. They're not necessarily chayiv. The women are not chayiv, whether it's built by them or built for them. They're not necessarily chayiv. Kamashman, they're what? It's still considered to be kosher. So at the end of the day, if you built both with sell, Rakbash and Ganbach is kosher. Does everyone got the din? At the end of the day, if it's built with sell, Ganbach and Rakbash is kosher. No doubt. But if it's not built with sell, what's with sell? Well, we have five shitas. If it's not built with sell, then it's a problem. Okay? So the push-up shot in the Gemara says the Ritva that it's Lozu Afsu. And the Nakuda in between the two prices is which one is more push-up to the one another. But at the end of the day, 1 second, Matthew, at the end of the day, they're both kosher. But the question is in Lumdus, which one is simpler than the other? Comes along the Ritva, please get this down. And he quotes a Yesh Meforshim. Donnie, let's get it down. What's the Yesh Meforshim say? He says, Ibcha. And he says that the style of these Tanoim, these Brises, were written in a different style. Zu vein sarach lomer zuktani. Zu vein sarach lomer zuktani. And how does it work? It works like this. Unbelievable. What does the word alima mean according to this we want to say? Not stronger. What is alima?
Harder.
Harder. So let's plug it in. Here we go. If you hold Ganbach, then what? Why are those ones harder to be kosher, would you say? Because why? They're so kavua, they're good for the whole year, exactly like Yonatan's saying. Kamashmalan, they're good. That's the Chiddush. What's the Poshit one? Rakbash. Why is Rakbash Poshit? Why is Rakbash Poshit? Because why? They're not as what? They're not as kavua. So obviously it fits the bill of a Roy better. Okay? Let's go the other way now. What happens if you're the Tana that says what? Rakbash. Why is that harder to say than it's kosher? Because why? Rakbash. Why is it harder to make them what? Why is it harder? Because why? Because the ones that did it are b'nei what? The ones that did it are b'nei chuyivim. But what's the pshat? Because why? They want to make them what? They want to make them kavua that they can make a mezuzah. They want to make them kavua in order to be chayiv a mezuzah. So therefore, they want to make a kavu to make a chayim mezuzah. I would think, oh, it's a shame dir. It's good for the whole year. Maybe therefore it would be possible. Kamash man, it's kosher. Whereas what? Ganbach akiva. Ganbach is what? Ganbach, they're not trying to what? They're not b'nei chiyuv and lamaisin. So Ganbach, they're not trying to what? Make it like that. So by Ganbach, they're not trying to make it like that. What's the din? The din is for sure that they're kosher. That's the hard one. You understand what I'm just saying? When we plugged in the Yesh Meforshim of the Ritva, David, we're saying that what, according to the one who says Rakbash, what's the Chiddush? It's more of a Chiddush to say Rakbash. Because why? Since they are what? B'nei Chiyuvin, they want to make it Kavu to be Chayiv Mezuzah, so therefore they want to make it like their residence Mamish. If they want to make it like their residence Mamish, so maybe what? Lamaisa should be Kosher for Sukkah. Kamashman, it's Kosher. But the previous, the Ganbach, they're not trying to make it their residence. So that's a double portion. You got it? You have to read the Gemara like this, guys. Again, let's get it. There are two ways to read the Gemara. The first way to read the Gemara, the classical way, is that it's lo zu af zu. And that's the derech of the Tan always to build up to the bigger kiddush. And that's what each price is doing. The Ganbach one says, Yehuda. The Ganbach one says, what's the bigger kiddush? Rakbash. Yes? And the Rakbash price says, what's the bigger kiddush? Ganbach. You're building up to the bigger kiddush. That's the classical way to read it. Most Tanoim are always written lo zu af zu. Comes along Yesh before says Pum Fakir. And if you learn like the first trout, Alima means stronger. Says the Rif Bashim Yesh before says Pum Fakir. No, it means not stronger, it means harder. If you're Ganbach, why is it harder? Because maybe it's a residence the whole year. So that's a Chiddush, it's kosher. Whereas Rakbash is never pushed that it's good. Right? So never pushed it because that is Kavua. Let's go the other way. What happens to your Rakbash? Rakbash are Bnei Chuvah, they're trying to make this thing a permanent residence, Michaiv and Mezuzah. So maybe it's not good for Sukkah. Don't dare tell me that any of these Tanoim hold dearest Keva. They were not on the list of the eight. They were not on Abai's list of the eight yesterday. No one on this staff on Chesed Beis hold dearest Keva. No one. They're not on the list of the eight at all. Okay?
There's only one person.
So I understand that, but we assume that they're Liladin. It's a Stam Raisa. It's a Stam Raisa. Tanrabana. Like the Chacham. We paskin like this. They're not holding dearest Keva. So if you hold the other way, if you're a Rakbash, the Chiddush is they're trying to make it kavua. It's still kosher. Obviously, what Ganbach is kosher. It's no problem. Ganbach, they weren't attempting to make it a permanent structure. That's the way you have to read each one. You got it, Yehuda?
Wait, so how could Rakbash be the greater Chiddush?
Rakbash is greater Chiddush because they're trying to make these structures into their permanent structure in order to mechayev themselves and even in the mezuzah to live out there. They want to live out there, mechayev and mezuzah. So you see that maybe for Ichel Sukkah it wouldn't be good. Kamash Malan is good for Sukkah. So obviously, Ganbach is good. I just have one kasha on this I want you to get down.
That's the hardest one.
Yeah, that's a chiddush to say, Lumais. It's a chiddush to say. Very hard to say it, but that's the way I want you to read the two Gemaras, and I'm translating the word Alima differently. Alima, according to the first approach, is stronger. According to the second approach, it is what? Harder. Alima is harder to say it's kasha. One sec, Avin. One nakud on this. There is a little bit of a difficulty that Archlanir points out. I thought it was a great, great ha'ara. Just please get it down. That if you do hold, like the classical pshat that is built below Zuafsu, there's a little bit of a problem with that, because in the phraseology, Ganbach, which is the biggest Kiddush in that list of Ganbach itself? Goyim. Internally. Which one?
Goyim.
So that's the style of what? That's the style of Zuvain Sarkom Razuktani. Please get that down in your notes. Granted, the classical way is Lozuafsu, but within the phrase Ganbach, Goyim is the biggest Kiddush. That's a little bit of a difficulty. I thought it was a great kasha. I should have noticed it myself. But that's what the Aruch Lanier asks. Okay? So my response to that is that, you know what? There are two different cases. You know what I'm saying? Ganbach is one case, and Rakbash is the other case. That's all. You don't have to analyze within the one category. But that's what the Aruch Lanier wanted to point out. What'd you say?
Maybe just like phonetically.
Okay, could be. That's another way of saying what I'm saying. Could be. Very good. Okay, go ahead, Avin.
How would Ganbach be the bigger
fish? According to the Yesh Beforshim or the regular pshat?
According to the Yesh Beforshim.
According to the Yesh Beforshim, which price? If you're Ganbach?
Yeah, how would
Ganbach? Ganbach's a bigger chiddush because, as we said, it's a residence. So you might have thought it's too much of a residence, kavua. So I thought maybe it's not good for Sukkah. Kamash Malan, it's good. Okay, that's the Chiddush. All right, very good. So that's how you're going to read the two ways to read the Brisa. Comes out to be a tremendous what? Comes out to be a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. Halach Lamaisa. Very beautiful Chiddush. Regarding what? Regarding this din. Okay. This is a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush that I want you to get. Okay? Now this brings us to the following. I gave you Lamaisa. The Taisus and Maseches Gittin, okay? So you want to give me the Maseches Gittin, thank you. Taisus says, based on the Gemara there, and this brings us to this Chiddush of Ganbach, please let's get it, comes out, thank you very much, that the Gemara has a Chiddush in Gittin in different places in Shas. It says, Kol Sheyeshtu B'Kshir Yeshtu B'Ksiva. Please get it down what that means. Anyone who's Chayv in Tefillin governs who can write up Sefer Torah and Tefillin Mezuzah in the Parshios. That's what that phrase means. Any kol sheyeshnu b'kshira, Ariel Yagabi yeshnu b'ksiva. Anyone who's b'chuyiv in tefillin is b'chuyiv to write up the tefillin. Women cannot write up the tefillin, so since women cannot write up the tefillin, they also cannot write up mezuzah. So mezuzah and tefillin are connected. How do you know Sefer Torah? Either it's another Hekish, Tosfos says, and once you get this clear. Again, the phrase Kol Sheyeshlo B'Ksiv Yeshlo B'Ksiv compares tefillin and mezuzah. Okay? Anyone who's mechuyev in tefillin can write up the parshas tefillin and mezuzah. Anyone who's not mechuyev in tefillin cannot write either of those. What about Sefer Torah? So Rabbeinu Tam and Gittin points out another Hekish that puts Sefer Torah together with the other two. And the Rabbeinu Kreskres has a Kal V'Chomer. What's a Kal V'Chomer? What's more kadosh? Sefer Torah or tefillin and mezuzah? Sefer Torah. So if they're possible for tefillin and mezuzah, Kol Shekein they're possible for Sefer Torah. Please get that down. I want you guys to know everything and clore. The phrase is comparing mezuzah and tefillin. The Rishonim fill in the blank regarding Sefer Torah. But the din is, one second, Yonatan, if you're not mechuyev in what? If you're not mechuyev in the tefillin, you cannot write up the Sefer Torah tefillin and a mezuzah. So the Tosfos says, amazing thing, in Gittin, on Memheim and Beis. Tosfos writes the following. Tosfos says in Gittin Memheim and Beis, he says, Rabbeinu Tam writes that a woman cannot put together the lulav and tzitzis because she's not mechuyev in lulav and tzitzis. Why is she not mechuyev in lulav and tzitzis? Because the mitzvah says she's man grama. So therefore, since she's potter from doing that, the Rabbeinu Tam extrapolates and says, oh, she's potter from doing those mitzvahs, she can't make them. That's Rabbeinu Tam's stunning chiddush.
Even the Ashkenaz woman for lulav?
Rabbeinu Tam, she's potter, yeah, make her adin. She wants to do it, she could say a bracha, of course, but
she
she's potter.
She can't make it.
She's potter, she can't make it. So Tosfos writes, please get this down, the Rabbeinu Tam is dead wrong. Tosfos writes that Rabbeinu Tam is dead wrong. Why? Because he says, Allah lamaisa, that the Gemara is a drasha menachas, that B'nai Yisrael does sitzis v'asu v'lo goyim. Mashu, women are kshir to make sukkahs. And what else does he point out? Ganbach. What is ganbach? A woman is potter from sukkah, yes? But can she make a sukkah? Yes, our Gemara. So how can a bit of time say what he says? It's a pella. And therefore, Tosfos concludes, V'dafka b'sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah. T'chziv u'ksharp m'ksaft and darshin anachi. Says Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, you're wrong. That the din is all limited to sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah, that anyone's mechuyev in tefillin can write up the parsha. Not mechuyev can. We don't extrapolate it to any other mitzvahs. Tosfos argues on the Rabbeinu Tam strongly. It's interesting. I want you to get this down. It is interesting that the Maharam writes that women cannot make tzitzis. Why? Why can women not make tzitzis? Because they're not chayv to wear them. Okay? They're not chayv to wear them. So according to the Maharam, it says, B'nai Yisrael v'asu, and this pasuk is excluding women. I want you to get this down. The Maharam writes, it's one of the Rishonim, Maharam in Rutenberg, Poshim Shah. The Maharam in Rutenberg agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, but why? They both agree that women can't make up tzitzis. Both Rabbeinu Tam and the Maharam. But why do they say it? Rabbeinu Tam has this theory that if you're not mechuyev, you can't make it. Tosfos debunks that. What is the Maharam's theory? He makes up his own drasha. V'asu b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael is to exclude women. And the Rama writes in Or HaChaim, in Hilchos Tzitzis, please get it. The Rama writes, believe it or not, in Hilchos Tzitzis, in Simon Yud Dalet, he says there's a lechachila, women should not make tzitzis. And the Mishra Brura says, in Sifkat and Dalet, also a cotton shouldn't make them either. But he quotes from the Malbim that Lamaisa, no problem at all. He says a cotton can make tzitzis. The only problem is women. Women, Lamaisa, shouldn't because it says v'asu. And v'asu means men and not women. So please get this down. Tosfos says the whole thing is wrong. Tosfos says women can make lulav and tzitzis. The whole din is limited only to save a Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah. That's Tosfos' shita. What's the Maharam shita? That women cannot make tzitzis, not just sefer Torah and tefillin and mezuzah. Why can't they make tzitzis? Please get this down, Akiva. Why the Maharam? Because of why? Because it's B'nai Yisrael to exclude women. He makes his own drasha, men and not women. But the Rabbeinu Tam says, I agree with you, women cannot make lulav and tzitzis. He adds on lulav because of a new theory that if you're not mechuyev in it, you can't make it. And on that, Tosfos debunks. So regarding tzitzis, there is some evidence, at least with chachilim, that a woman shouldn't make tzitzis. The Rama writes, Mishra Brura says, maybe you should extend that to a cotton. No way. The Baalbim says in Arts of Shem, a cotton can make tzitzis. It's much different than a woman. But the bottom line is, what do you do with our Gemara? That's the bomb kasha. What do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara of Ganbach is a bam kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. See, according to the Maharam would say, don't ask me that kasha, because I only said it by what? I only said it by what? By census. I only extended it outside of Sefer Torah from Mizrach to what? To census. I extended it no more. Because I had a pasuk, right, Akiva? So the kasha on Ganbach is not a kasha. Of course a woman can make a sukkah. No, Rabbi Moshe writes in the tshuva, l'chachilu women can make the schach of a sukkah. No problem at all. Get this down. Igrish Moshe, chelik hei, simen mem oskimel. Chelik hei, simen mem oskimel. He says a woman l'chachil can make a whole sukkah with the schach. Lock, stock, and barrel. It's against the Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov says l'chachilu women should not put up the schach. It's a pella. Gemara says ganbach by us. She can make the whole thing, Rabbi Moshe writes. But the Bikur Yaakov has such a chumrah. So the Maharam says, you don't have a kasha on me. I extended it only to tzitzis. I didn't extend it to luluf. Who's the one who extended it to the luluf? Rabbeinu Tam. And based on what svara? His new theory. That if you're not mechuyev in something, you're not what? You can't make it. So the Tosfos attacks him by saying, ganbach. What do you do with ganbach? He also attacked him from tzitzis because he said the Gemara only excludes a goy. Basha, a woman's good. So the Maharam had his own drasha. Excludes a goy and a woman. He added on to the Gemara. So this kasha of ganbach is a pella, guys. Yes. The Rabbeinu Tam writes that women should not make lulav and tzitzis because they're not mechuyev in lulav and tzitzis. Mitzvah is man grumel. Tzitzis is only biyom, not belayla. That's what the Rambam writes. Rosh has a different beer, but not for now. The Rosh is only day wear begadim or chayv. If you wear pajamas during the day, you're potter. Let's go with the Rambam. Rambam says, Yom is chayv and tzitzis, Lila is potter. Famous machlokes Rambam Rosh about tzitzis. But let's assume he's like the Rambam. Women are potter from tzitzis, mitzvah and grama. They're potter from lulav, mitzvah and grama. Therefore, they cannot make a tzitzis, they cannot make a lulav. Rabbeinu Tam Chiddush. Okay? Says the Maharam, I disagree with you. Sefer Torah Tzvulimism they can't make. Pesel Pasa, Kol Sheyesh B'Kshir, Yesh B'Kshir. They also cannot make tzitzis. Because it says, Asu, B'nei Yisrael, men and not women. But lulav they can. The Maharam argues on Rabbeinu Tam. Then Tosfos says, if you're right, Rabbeinu Tam, what do you do with our Gemara by Ganbach? Ganbach is what? Ksherer. Women are not mechuyev in sukkah. How do you know women are potter from sukkah? Chof chasim and beis, halacha l'moshe, misinai. Remember that?
How does the Maharam say lulav's kasha?
That klal, Yonatan, of being chayv in something in order to make it is only limited to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah.
Well, Aguda's the law.
Aguda, it's no problem. Yeah, no problem. He says, since I have my own drasha. But Rabbeinu Tam makes this theory. This theory is wrong from Ganbach. That's what Tosfos asks on him. Ganbach shows his theory is dead wrong. It's a bomb kasha. And we paskin like this, Tosfos. We don't hold like this, Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Moshe can make this. Bikur Yaakov, get it down. Tof Reish Lamanei Sifkon Bey says, L'chachil, the women shouldn't make it. So I was looking around for an answer. So the only answer I could find was from the Dvar Yaakov, which is a big Chiddush, but I want you to get it. He wants to reread the Rabbeinu Tam.
Who's Dvar Yaakov?
Dvar Yaakov, one of the Gedolei Achronim in Gittin. He wants the answer. He's a Rishiv in Kol Torah. He wants the answer like this. The Rabbeinu Tam never meant a woman could do it. B'di'evit. L'chachila, she shouldn't do it. But B'di'evit is k'sher. When Rabbeinu Tam said a woman shouldn't put together a lulav, he only meant l'chachila. But B'di'evit, if she did, it's k'sher. It's a new way to read Rabbeinu Tam.
Is the Maharam lulav?
No, he makes his own drasha. His own drasha is that Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah is psul, yes?
Yeah.
But tzitzis, he makes his own drasha that women are off the map.
But they can't do it.
Right. V'asu, men and not women. Makes his own drasha.
Oh, but they could do lulav.
Yes, they could do lulav. He argues in the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam extends it to tzitzis and lulav based on his new theory. But Tosfos asks on that theory from Ganbach.
What's Rabbeinu Tam's theory?
That anyone who's potter from a mitzvah can't make the mitzvah. That's his theory. So that is debunked with Ganbach. That's a tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. So we want to answer based on the Magen Avraham that Dvar Yaakov says like this. Rabbeinu Tam never ever meant... He never ever meant that a woman cannot make a lulav. All he meant is l'chachilu, she cannot make a lulav. Just like the Ramah writes, a goy, can a goy put together your arba minim? Yes, the Ramah says. What do you need to point that out for me? It's obvious, not so obvious. Because maybe lulav eged is a noy. What's noy? beautification. So maybe I think it's like the mitzvah itself, and therefore a goy shouldn't touch it. Kamashman, it's good. So to hear there's a lachachila that a woman should not put together the luluf. But in a Hanabi, Gambach shows that it's kshera, no problem. All I meant to say, Rabbi Natan says, I meant to say you shouldn't do it lachachila. And therefore, if that's the interpretation of the Rabbi Natan, that's what he meant by sitzis too. That a woman lachachila shouldn't put together the sitzis. Okay, it's a very big novel way to read the Rabbi Natan. But I want you guys to get it down. That's not the simplest way to read the Rabbeinu Tam. Simplest way to read the Rabbeinu Tam is exactly the way I said it. And that is that what? Is that it's a bomb kasha, and therefore we paskin a woman's kshayra and make everything, no doubt, 100%. Gambach is kshayra. As long as you fill the din of litzel. Share those five, all those five sheet is halacha l'maisa. No problem at all. Someone asks you, I remember there's a story, I remember if Shekhtish Lidus told us a story, his father, Zatzal, was a rav in Philadelphia. So the conservative rabbi of the shul retired, and they brought a new fellow in. And the gabbai wanted to show the new rabbi that he knew halacha, the gabbai in the shul. So he called, they built a sukkah on the bima, inside the shul, in the conservative shul. So the gabbai calls up Rav Shekhtar's father and says, what's the din of this sukkah? He wanted to show the new rabbi that he knew how to learn, and they showed that it was psula. So he said, the goy, the janitor, put up the sukkah. So he calls up Rav Shekhtar's father, how can it be kosher? A goy put up the sukkah, he's a janitor. So Rav Shekhtar's father said, what do you mean, ganbach? Ganbach, it's kosher. As long as you do a litzel, right? It's kosher. So then Rav Shekhtar's father continued and said, tell me, where is the sukkah? He said, it's inside the shul. He said, that's why it's psulas tachas abai. So the gabbai said, no, forget about that. The gabbai wanted to show the new rabbi that he knew how to learn. What do you mean, tachas abai? We learn tesu and bezis, psulas. Okay? So the halacha is very clear from this din that you see that gambach is taka what? Gambach is taka chair, as long as you fulfill it, lamais l'shem sel. If it's done l'shem sel. Rak pasha is also kosher. As long as it's done l'shem sel. It's done in this proper way. Halacha l'maisa. And don't tell me, of course, silsa ruba chamasa. Of course, the same the material is kosher. That Rashi says goes without saying. Of course, it's kosher. Okay. Now, this brings us to the following. One sec, David, okay? Let's bring this to the following. I want you to get this. We finished the Gemara here, now to the bottom, but I want you to get this Nakudas here. Okay? I thought this was an amazing Nakuda. Did you guys notice in the Gemara, when you read the Gemara, yes? Did you guys notice in the Gemara that before the Brisa said, what did it say in the Brisa? Please get this down. What did it say in the Brisa? It said, Sukkah mikol mokom, then what did it say? Ubavad she what? Shetei mitzuchah skil chasa. What does the Gemara ask first? Yeah, why does the Gemara ask my hilchasa first before mikol mokom? I missed that whole thing. Did anyone notice that Seder? You understand what I'm saying? Akiva, let's get it down. In the order of the Gemara asks, what is my kehilchasa? And then it focuses on what mikol makom is. Mikol makom is first in the Braisa. Why does the Gemara flip the order? Did anyone notice that? Unbelievable, Aruch Lanier. Yes, let's catch it. So he says, amazing pshat. Please get it. Before the Gemara says that it's a suya l'shem tzel, there would have been no problem what mikol makom meant. What would mikol makom meant? Even if it wasn't made l'what? Even if it wasn't made l'tzel. But once you what? Which is obviously worse, l'maisim. You could have been mazmer, the Bryce is saying, af sukkah, that's not a suya l'tzel. So l'maisim, once the Gemara's mazbir, that's not true. It says, shaloi tira b'raisa, when it says it's got to be made l'tzel, then the Gemara asks, what is sukkah mikol makom? Because if you would have gone in order, what would you have said? Akiva. I would have said, mikol makom meant what? Even if it's not l'shem tzel. But once it's ma'azmer shlokil, so it means it's got to be made l'shem tzel. You better come up with a new shot of what mikol makom means. You got it? That's what Aruch Lanier points out. I thought it was very sharp. Again, in the Braisa, Donnie, what appears first? Mikol makom, and then it says, b'vad shleit m'sikachas kilchasa. Yes? But what does the Gemara ask on first? It says, what does it mean, b'vad shleit m'sikachas? And then it says, what the mikol makom is. Why does it ask it out of order? So because the Pshat is the Aruch Lanier, because before I'm Masber, what Shalok Yilchasa means, I would have said that Mikol Makom is what? That includes things that are what? that are not l'shem tzel. Mikol makom, not l'shem tzel. So therefore, what? Therefore, I would have had what mikol makom meant. Once I masber to me that shalok ilchasa means that it's not made l'shem tzel, then mikol makom can't mean that. So mikol makom has to mean something else, and then that pushes the Gemara to ask, what is mikol makom coming to include? Otherwise, I wouldn't have said such a thing. Halacha l'maisa. And that's why the Gemara is masber first what kilchus is, and then it's motivated to say what mikol makom is. Okay? You got that? Everyone got that clear? That's what the Aruch Lanier wants to say. Okay. And then this brings us to the Chochmah Shlomo. David was Mechavet to it in Seder's, the Chochmah Shlomo's Kasha. Please get it. Shlomo Kluger, the great Gaon Aruch Chaim Simin Yedatzev Konav, says, amazing Chiddush. Again, Chochmah Shlomo, or Aruch Chaim Simin Yedatzev Sivkonav. Chochmah Shlomo is Shlomo Kluger. He's one of the great Gedol Yisrael. He says an amazing Chiddush that I thought was beautiful. David was Mechavet to it. So let's say it over. Okay? What does it mean in the Gemara, Dani, when it says that the town of Ganbach said, Alima Ganbach is its kvi, Mikom comes to include what Rakbash is lo kvi. So what's the Chiddush that a sukkah that's not kvu is ksheira? Let's follow Lozu Afsu. What's Lozu Afsu mean? You build up to a bigger Chiddush. Ganbach is Pashit, but the bigger Chiddush is what? Rakbash. Why is Rakbash a bigger Chiddush? Because that kavua. Of course I roi is kosher. Why is that a Chiddush? But what does it mean? So he says you should. Of course you should be machshir it. Don't give me this business like I said earlier in Shir that these sheep this whole like what dearest keva. They weren't on the list of the eight. So the pshat is like this: is Shlomo Kluger. What is the mile of dearest eroy? What does dearest eroy mean? That it's made l'shem what? It's made l'shem chag, right? So the machshav l'shem sukkah makes the sukkah into a diris arai, to a diris keva. But what is the problem with all these sukkahs on this list? It was not made l'shem what? It was not made l'shem what? It was not made l'shem chag. Correct. Since it was not made l'shem chag, I would say it is a chisara. See, the whole, I want you guys to get this, a beautiful answer. The whole vort of a sukkah being arai means that it was arai, but it's l'shem sukkahs. Because the chiddush is that Hashem wants it to sit in there, and Hashem transforms it like it's kavua, right? Even though it's eroi, but it was eroi l'shem chag. But these things were not l'shem chag, so therefore I would have a havim that eroi makes it horrible. I would think that eroi makes it horrible. The more kavua it is, in a sense, not that you require kavua, but you need to compensate for the fact that it was lack, that it wasn't l'shem chag. So therefore, I think alime ganbach is better because it's kvi. Not kvi in the sense that I hold like one of the eight tanaim that need kavua, but it compensates for the lack of it being l'shem chag. But however, when you talk about what? When you talk about the din of what? When you talk about rakbash, which is not kavua at all, it wasn't l'shem chag, I would think it's like terrible. So therefore what? Kamashman, it's kosher. So that's exactly what David was asking. So the Chiddush of Shlomo Kluger is an Eroi. Of course you need Eroi in Sukkah. But it's Eroi l'shem chag. The Chiddush that we're bringing to the table today is that even if it's Eroi and not l'shem chag, it's still good. Even if it's not l'shem chag, as long as it's l'tzel, that's fine. As long as it's l'tzel, that's fine. That's the Chiddush of Shlomo Kluger that we're bringing to the table. You got it, David? You're the one who mechav it to. You follow me? Because Eroi is always the best. And Roy, when it's L'Shem Chag, is the best. But and Roy, when it's not L'Shem Chag, that's taka maybe not so good. Kamashman, it is good. Kamashman, it is good. And the more kavu it is, you would say, would compensate for the lack of what? Not being L'Shem Chag. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Yonatan?
Is it possible that I understood when the Gemara said that Rakbash isn't kavai? There's no that's there for like maybe like a couple hours. That's what it means.
Okay. That's the same thing.
No, but
Kamashman, it's good. You're right, that's a big half of me that's good, but it's a royal shalom l'shem chag. A royal l'shem chag is like you said, building something that in a regular wind would fall down.
I'm saying this is like a more severe version of the regular rat. Like even we said
it's yes, it is a more severe version. Correct. It's a more severe version because number one, it's a temporary structure, but more importantly, wasn't made l'shem chag. That's what this sugya brings to the table, guys. Rak Ganbach and Rakbash, it was not l'shem sugya. Either because you're not mechuyev in it, or because the structure is what? The structure is weak. That's what it means, either b'nei chiyuvei Or what a limit kavua. That's what we're doing. We're dealing with chesronos here. Now this is an unbelievable double whammy. Listen to this. Listen to this kiddush, the double whammy of the Bach. The Bach says, I couldn't believe this. The Bach says, is it possible? I want you to get this down. Is it possible, guys, let's get this. Is it possible to give me a double whammy? For example, listen, you with me? Rakbash made by Goyim. Get it down. Rakbash made by Goyim. What do you say to that? Adam, Rakbash made by Goyim. It's not Kavua, and it's not B'nei Chiyuvaninu. You know what he says in that case? Is that kosher or not? What would you say? Allah Lamaisa, the Bach says it's Ksheirin. The Bach writes it's Ksheirin. That's a beautiful, listen again. Goyim who made Rakbash. Okay? Goy is a shepherd, let's say. So the Aruch Lanier says, I don't think so. The Aruch Lanier says it's mashma that it's psula from the Gemara. Because if it's Ksheira, then why did the Gemara give that Kiddush? That was a great kash, I thought. If we're interested in teaching Chidushim with this whole sugya, which we are, yes? Then if you want to give me Tartal Reis a case and it's Ksheira, why did the Gemara give that case? And he proves from a Tosis later on, a Chafayim Beis, when you know there are two Chidushim, right? And you never know that what? You never know that they work together? You better bet your bottom dollar, you better say it. If you have two Chidushim and you want to say that they need to, if they're said together, they'll work, then you need to say it. And until you say it, then it's a rye that it's not good. Now, that's the Aruch Lanier where? What's the Aruch Lanier? His Sefer on the Masechta in Lomdus. What did he write in Halacha? The Bikurei what? Bikurei Yaakov. You look up the Bikurei Yaakov, you know what he says? It's Ksheira, like the Bach. It's amazing. In Lomdus, he says, I don't think you're right, but in the Psak, he says the Bach's right. It's unbelievable. Simin Tafresh Lamed Esif Kut and Gimel. The Bikurei Yaakov says, you're right. Halacha Lamed is Ksheira. The end of the day, he says it's Ksheira. I couldn't believe it. He's so what he said. He has Akash on it. But Lamaisa, you understand very clearly what we're trying to bring out here, that this Gemara have what they have problems with them. And the problems with them is that they're not made L'shem Chag. That's why I believe Rashi was so strong when he was mad with the Yotzrim, the potter's case. You remember he said they lived there the whole year? You remember he said that? Ganbach, they just there in the summer. Remember that? Remember he said about Yotzrim? What did he say about Yotzrim? What did he say about Yotzrim? They're the whole year. Okay? Rashi wants them in Skaven to say the Yotzrim Lamaisa. They're not just their sukkahs, they're there the whole year. Halach Lamaisa. Okay? So it's an interesting Chiddush Lamaisa. Okay? It's interesting to me that Rashi by Yotzrim said they're living there the whole year, and here all we care about is B'Yomosachama. I mean, the Aruch Lanier also picks up on that, and he says Halach Lamaisa. What's going on? Sukkos Kaimach, Lord Dabarak Mosachama. Right? There's a mission in Meseches Maestros that says the Yotzim, they only live there during the summer. So Rashi also, Lamaisa, I don't think Rashi, when he comments by the potters, they have to live there the whole year. You don't have to live there the whole year. You have to live there a good part of the year. Not just on Sukkos. That's all I mean to say. You follow me? When Rashi said on Sukkos Yotzim, Lamaisa, they have to live there the whole year, it didn't mean Dafka the whole year. He just means they have to live there not just on Sukkos, other parts of the year. Bimos Achama. That's what the Aruch Lanier points out. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
To answer the Aruch Lanier, can we just say that you can make a tiyuk on the Gemara?
I would have liked it.
Going case, because you could just say that if you made a L'shem sale, then who cares?
I know, but why did the Gemara say it? The Gemara should have said it's Chayri.
It could be an implication of the Gemara.
Okay, it could be. I don't know. The Gemara is pilpling in the bottom. Which is stronger? Which, you know, what is your perspective? One Bryce has more this perspective, the other Bryce has this perspective. If you have a bigger Chiddush, say it. No, say it.
It's not a bigger Chiddush.
It is a bigger Chiddush because you're putting together both difficulties.
You're establishing that both those things are a thing.
I know, but the Gemara could have given a case where you have a merging of both. The Gemara didn't give that. I couldn't hear you. What?
They themselves were a thing.
I understand, but the Gemara could have said, the Brisa could have said a bigger Chiddush to say Rakbash of Goyim.
It should have said it.
You're agreeing with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think so too. I think so too. Okay. All right, very good. Everyone got this? The end of the day, it's Ksheira, No doubt, Allah l'maisa, and as I said, Reb Moshe says lechachila, even a woman can do it lechachila, and put the schach up, no problem. And the sitzis and the sitzis and the what? The sitzis and the lulav, we don't hold like the Rebbeinu Tam. We limit it only to save a Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah, and that's the din Allah l'maisa. Okay, but you got to know this Rebbeinu Tam. You got to know that bomb kasha, the Taisus, the Maharam. We answered. He said his own drasha by sitzis. But the Rebbeinu Tam is a chiddush niflu. We did answer Rebbeinu Tam, and the Rayakov was saying maybe Rebbeinu Tam only meant lechachila, which is a big chiddush. You know why it's a big chiddush? Because at the end of the day, why is lulav have a lechachila? Why does sitzis have a lechachila and ganbach doesn't? No. Why does ganbach? Let's just say ganbach's only talking on the bidyevid level, mikra din level. Maybe, but maybe Rebbeinu Tam would say ganbach meant mikra din. I'm just standing on a chum lechachila gabe what? Maybe the Rebbeinu Tam would have the chum even by sitzis. By this is what I want to say. I want you to get that down in your notes. Maybe the Rebbeinu Tam would say have a chumra by sitzis, by lulav. I would have wanted him to say sukkah. Maybe he would say sukkah. I don't know why he didn't say it though. Now, as you'll interpret ganbach mikra din, maybe there is a lechachila woman shouldn't put up the schach like the Guri Yaakov says. Only problem is he only said sitzis and lulav. He didn't say sukkah. He should have said sukkah. I'm saying Avram, the way we interpreted the Rebbeinu Tam, that it meant only lechachila. How do you answer ganbach? It's still a little difficult. I'm saying maybe Rebbeinu Tam would say also, like the Guri Yaakov says, that ganbach was mikra din, but there's a lechachila woman shouldn't do it. What'd you say? The Devar Yaakov is the one who answered the Rebbeinu Tam. The Bikuri Yaakov is the one who says, Lechachila, women should not put up the schach. So I'm saying maybe that's what Rebbeinu Tam would say. The only thing that's shvir with that is he doesn't say sukkah. He says sitzis and lulav. Should have said sukkah too. He doesn't say it. That's a little bit of a difficulty. But that's an attempt we want to say to front for the Rebbeinu Tam. Okay? That he meant Lechachila. Just like the Ramah has to point out, a goy put together our Rebbeinu, it's good. You need to point that out for me? Yes. Because maybe noy sukkah, putting together them together is like the mitzvah itself, a goy's involved. Maybe I would think it's possible. Kamash, well, no, it's kosher. Same thing here. Okay, it's a chiddush to say, but nonetheless, that's what we want to suggest. Okay, this brings us now, we start the next sugya. Let's go, guys. And daf tesem et al. Let's see inside. Okay, Marta, let's go. You're doing a great job. Okay, we got that? You guys got to chazer this over so we get a klor. What the ganbach and the rakbash is, then we know what it is, al pi halacha. Okay? We know what it is, al pi halacha. And as I said, that chiddush of what, legavi the kusim, halacha lo maisa. Okay? It's a little bit, you know, keep in mind that ganbach, it's really asymmetrical because, as I said, lo maisa, the sukkas nashim is that it was made for women, right? Doesn't necessarily mean that, it could also mean women built it too as well. And it means that it was made for them, and it was also built by them, and the behemoth could also actually be what be made as one of the walls as well.
Can't you answer that for a bit of time?
What'd you say?
You guys answer for a bit of time that when we say
it was built for them. Yonatan suggesting good. Maybe what the Gemara meant by ganbach is that it was made for women. Made for women for a shelter. And in a Hanami, the Gemara never said that a woman could build it. The only problem with that is that it says, what, goyim? What is sukkah's goyim? Sukkah's goyim, everyone agrees that they built it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not that goyim. What, so you're telling animals built sukkah's behemoth?
No, but I'm saying, what's Rabbeinu Tam's theory? That anyone who is bought from a mitzvah cannot build it.
Yeah.
So what would he do with sukkah's goyim?
Hey, why does the goyim say roll over here? That's goyim, this is nashem. It's not like
I understand, but how do you interpret sukkah's goyim?
Go to sukkah's goyim, it's goyim built it.
Yeah, but what is Rabbeinu Tam's theory? Are goyim mechuyvin a mitzvah? No. So therefore, the sukkah should be puzzle. And the Gemara said it's kosher.
Okay, so why can't we say that it was built for goyim?
So that's why no one says that. It wasn't built for goyim. Goyim don't need a sukkah.
You say in this room.
No, I'm saying sukkah's goyim. Sukkah's goyim, that first phrase, goyim built it to live there. It was a chama. It wasn't built for goyim. No one said that. No, we never said that. We said for sukkah's nashim, we said it's sukkah's behema. But sukkah's goyim, definitely the pshat is that goyim built it. There's no doubt about that. You don't need to build a sukkah for goyim.
Did Rashi say that goyim built it?
What'd you say?
Did Rashi say that goyim built it?
No, I think that's the pasuk of pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says, sukkah's goyim, she'asuyu ladur bo b'mosachama. They built it so they can live there in the summer.
It was made. The sukkah was made.
I understand, but it also means they built it for they themselves to have shelter in the summer. No matter how you slice that, Yonatan, you're going to have that kasha. It's going to be a kasha on his theory. His theory is if you are potter maker, you cannot build it. And there is no doubt that one of these phrases, you could definitely say it was built by them. Okay? All right, let's go to the Mishnah. Go ahead, Marty. Let's start. Go ahead, guys. Let's see the Mishnah. Okay? Now, I want everyone to tell We want to try to plan a Maleva Malka for the 23rd. So tell Yosef tomorrow, okay? Or Adam, if most of the guys can come, we'll do it. We'll go bowling, and we'll have pizza, okay? That's the 23rd, right before final starts and before the beginning. What'd you say? It's in Hackensack where we went, you know? Okay? So everyone, but let's. I want to start the Mishnah. So get also on Sunday, David's going there to Israel, so he'll be leaving us. So we'll, on Sunday, at the end of the show, we'll have a little bit of a short, small masiba for him. Wish him a seisim l'shalom, okay? So I'll bring some food for him. We'll have a little bit at the end of the year. So Lamaisa, everyone should come on Sunday. And anyway, but motivated to come on this Sunday especially as well. Okay? Let's start the Mishnah, Marty. Go ahead. Let's go. Says the Mishnah. Now it's interesting that Matthew pointed out, Lamaisa and Dani, that the Yushalmi puts together what? The Sugya of Lishma with Ganbach. Yes? It's on that Mishnah. In the Bavli, it disconnects the two. Okay? In the Bible, it disconnects the two. Okay, so let's see. Go ahead. Suki Yishana. Excellent. So you have an old Sukkah. Beishamai says there's a Din Lishma. Get it down. What's a Din Lishma? There's a Din Lishma by a get. God forbid if a husband wants to divorce his wife, the get has to be written specifically for him and her. Kasav law lishma. The Gemara makes a drasha. There's a din of lishma by Sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzah. When you write up a Sefer Torah, it's be done l'shem mitzvah. There's a din of lishma in many, many mitzvahs in Kol Torah Kula. The question is here, on Sukkah, is there a mitzvah of lishma? Get it down. Beis Shammai denies the notion of lishma. Tzvi. Beis Shammai says there's a din of lishma by Sukkah. Beis Hillel says there is no din of lishma by Sukkah. None at all. None whatsoever. L'man afkemina. If it's made, it's an old sukkah, can use it. So if it's an old sukkah, made 30 days before, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be good according to Mesil Beishamis Basel. But it was made L'shem Sukkahs 8 months earlier, for sure it's Ksheru. What's so special about 30 days? Please get this down. Rashi points out, there is a halacha to study up the halachas 30 days before. Please get this down.
Is there a month of Omer that says that's only for Pesach?
Oh, excellent, excellent. First of all, excellent, Matthew. Let's get this down. First, let's start with the Makairis. Let's get it, guys. First of all, the Smokers and Psachim Vavim and Aleph. Reb Shimon Gamliel says only 2 weeks. Chum say 30 days. You got to start with the Makor. So Makor is 2 weeks or three or 30 days. We pask in 30 days. Then there's a further Makor within 30 days. Is that limited only to Pesach? Or is it applied to Sukkos and Shavuos as well? There is good reason to limit it to Pesach. Number one, because of numerous halachas by Pesach. Number two, Tosa says in Avodah Zarah Hamabez, it's limited to Korban Pesach. There's so many halachas about Korban Pesach, it was only said by the halacha. So I want you to get this down. It seems from Rashi and Tosfos, the Yushalmi, the Pnei Moshe, Rashi says of the Feirish, this is a very, very stark akasha against the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Orach Chaim, Tov Chof Tes writes that the din of Shaul and Medarshim is only limited to Hilchos Pesach. It's against Rashi right here. Rashi says Beferish applies to Sukkos. Okay? Rashi says Beferish. The Marsha in the end of Megillah asks, why is there no din by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur of 30 days before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So you know what the Marsha answers? The mitzvah of tshuva is every day of our lives. Shofar's for tshuva. Yom Kippur is the mitzvah of tshuva. And that's every day of our lives. So don't give me any 30 days before. That's against. Get this down in your notes, Smith. You got to remember this. This is a Beferish against Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shari Tshuva, says it's a special mitzvah of Tshuva on Yom Kippur. Lifnei Hashem Tetaru. Unlike Tshuva throughout the whole year. Obviously, the Marsha was learning against Rabbeinu Yonah. You got that?
Awesome.
The Marsha? Okay. Rabbeinu Yonah writes a Beferish. Okay? So this is a very, very difficult. Rashi's against the Beis Yosef here. Halach Lamaisa. It's a major question whether what? Mitam Minig. We do apply it to Sukkos. We do apply it to Shavuos. Mitam Minig. But this Rashi says Beferish, and it makes it Lishma. Makes it Lishma. Okay. Beis Shammai says it's got to be done Lishma. Beis Yosef, you don't Lishma. Top Tosis. Let's see. Well, go ahead, Marty. Go ahead. Top Tosis. Let's see inside, guys. Go ahead. L'chadish Badover. You have to do something new. It's not enough to rely on the old Sukkah. Go ahead. Chavrai is the name of an Amira. You have to lift up a tefach of the schach and put it down. Go ahead. He says all you need is a little bit. But it must go the whole length or width of the sukkah, even though it's a little bit of a slat, small as stick. Go ahead. Ube silo. Matzah yeshana. You bake matzah 6 months earlier. Is it good or not? Bachleks beshame silo applies here as well. Then the next sheet says, Amrab what?
Amrab
Yossi. Dibre hakohu. That's ridiculous. Basil agrees to Beshame that old matzah is bad. Why? Dover Bori. Who? Excellent. If you didn't bake it for matzah, you know what? You better bet your bottom dollar there's what? There's chametz there. So please get the summarization of this toys. We have a lot of lumdas to do on this tomorrow. Please get it. We paskim Beshame Basil, six places. Toys said, what daf? What daf? Gimel Amud Aleph. Six places of Rav Amram. We pass like Bishamai. This is not one of them. We pass him by Sukkah. There is no Din Lishma. But the Yushalmi points out what? You still need to do something. You still need to be Mechadish Bo Dover. Is it a Tefach? Is it a Mashu? If it's a Mashu, you have to do the whole length or width. Does that Machloikis by Sukkah apply to Matzah? One day it says yes, the other day it says no. Everyone agrees in English by matzah because I'm afraid you're going to have chametz. Let's just close with this. Please get it. And then we'll dive mincha. Okay? Okay? We got to give you the sichas musa tonight, Bez Hashem. Okay? I'll look forward to seeing everyone there. Okay? 9:40, Bezrat Hashem. Okay? Now, please get this. Okay? I want you to get this. Firstly, must you what? When you add this slat, do you have to verbalize it or not? Or is it enough to do an action? What do you think? The Sfasemis writes, you have to verbalize it. It's not enough to do it by Machshava. It's not enough to do it by Machshava. Sfasemis says, Halacha Maisa, you should do it by Peh. Not enough by Machshava. Big Kiddush of the Sfasemis, but that's what he writes. Okay. And then number two, Nakuda, and then Lestava Mincha, is as follows. Is this requirement L'chachila or L'ikuva? That if you don't do it, it's puzzle. Must you do this or not? Please get this down. Okay? Must you do this or not? So the tour and the rush, say Beferish, Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. Tough Reish, Shulchan Aruch passes like this Beferish. Tough Reish Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, that it is Ma'akev. You must do this. However, the Ran says, plus the Ritva, the Magen Avram, and say absolutely not. It is not Makiv. It's only a mitzvah l'charkila, mitzvah min a mufkar. And then there's a third sheet that says you don't even have to do this at all. The Rambam leaves out the whole din. The Bavli scholik on the Yushalmi. Did the Bavli mention this at all? Not a word. There's not even a l'charkila to do this. The Rambam leaves out the whole thing. This is only said according to Beis Shammai. Or the Bavli doesn't hold of it at all. Halacha l'maaseh. And just to close, you know what the best thing is? What is the word used in the Mishnah? What word is used in the Mishnah for Basila?
Awesome.
No, Machshirin. What does Machshirin mean? Bidiyevit only. Bidiyevit only. So the Poshim Shad is, I thought the Mishnah is a Raya for the middle approach. That in fact it's what? L'chachilu, Bidiyevit, it's what? Bidiyevit, it's good. However, the Eliyahu Rabbah says that Tais holds is Ma'akev. So it's a big shiloh, halach l'maisa, guys, whether this is ma'akev or not. Pasha says it's not considered, the Mechaber says it is ma'akev. It's a big chiddush. Machlekes Mechaber, Magen Avraham, whether the added tefach is ma'akev. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's dive in mincha. And we'll continue tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. So you'll tell Yosef tomorrow and Adam. Pasha, who wants to dive in mincha? Keep it. No? You, do you want